You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network. Welcome to the Master Passive Income Show. My name is Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you get financial independence, quit your J-O-B. Your enemy is your J-O-B, the just over broke job. And I'm here to help you do it by investing in real estate so you never, ever have to work a job again. And in today's show, I'm going to be talking all about money is not your obstacle. In fact, I'm going to give you 14, maybe even 16 different ways to get financing, to get money, to buy real estate, to make you cash flow every single month so you can quit that J-O-B. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Master Passive Income Podcast, where we talk about investing in real estate with a special focus on making enough money so you can quit your job and live the dream life. And now, here is your host, Dustin Heiner.
What's up? What's up? Super blessed to have you here with me on the show. Honestly, I really, really appreciate you coming back week after week. My goal is to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. And I know you are one of those 1 million people. That's something that I realize that in my life, the more people that I help get what they want, the more money I make, the more money they make, everybody's life wins. And I have now thousands of students that have gone through all my coaching and courses and everything, and they're investing as well as I put on my conference, the Income Building Live Conference, just gathering together hundreds and hundreds of people investing in real estate. And I kid you not, when I look at my students or talk to my students and they say, hey, Dustin, thank you so much for helping me quit my job, I feel so much more fulfilled. This is what I mean, I'm not joking. I absolutely feel so much more fulfilled in my life when my students get success than I do. Honestly, like we just closed on $10 or $12 million property, apartment complex. We just closed on that. It was a great accomplishment, but I didn't necessarily feel fulfilled. It's just another good property, good deal, which is fantastic. But when my students buy their apartment complex or single family home or whatever it might be, my goodness, that gets me up every morning. And you know what's kind of funny is as I'm looking at what's going on in the economy, the real estate market, and all that sort of stuff, I'm seeing deals all over the place. Deals that, honestly, that just pop up. Like, because I'm an investor. I've been doing it for, 2006. I started investing and buying property after property, each one making me cash flow for $500 or more every single month in passive income. And as I started doing that, I started realizing that my money's coming in without me working. And so I just kept seeking after that. Now, those same types of deals, maybe not the same price point and everything like that, meaning buying them for, let's say, $30,000 or anything like that, because they've gone up, but the same deals are out there for you to make cash flow. In fact, I have students that in like 6 months buy two or three or four properties because they have the key to unlock the financing. When I say the key, there are multiple keys to unlock financing, but the key is to know that you have so many options. Now, I know there are roadblocks for you to invest in real estate, to buy your first property, 10th property, 50th property. I know there are roadblocks. And usually, every single person has this one roadblock, at least in their mind, that tells them, well, Dustin, I wasn't born with a lot of money. I didn't have a huge inheritance. I don't have just tons of money sitting around. Most of us, in fact, every person that you hear come on my podcast that are my students that I interview, they started just like you. They started just like you, just regular everyday people working a 9-to-5 J-O-B, doing a daily grind over and over again. But they saw that there's a potential thing out there called real estate investing that they can do and change their life. But that opened their mind. That opened their mind up to see that there are options to invest in real estate that they don't have in front of them. They see now, oh my goodness, I have this option of investing in real estate. My limitation, maybe I don't have any credit. Maybe I don't have any money. Maybe I don't have any experience. I don't have any mentors. I don't have any contacts in the business. I don't have any of that stuff. Well, every single one of these little roadblocks, you can get past these roadblocks to buy your first property, your 10th property. Every single one has been overcome by somebody else. And that's why I have this episode today. Everybody's first thought is, Dustin, I don't have the money to buy real estate. In fact, on my Instagram, I post, you know, how to invest in real estate and all these other great things on there. And so if you want to follow me on Instagram, actually reach out to me too. I just love getting DMs, talking to people. I'm an extrovert. So the more people I can talk to, the better. The Dustin Heiner, T-H-E Dustin Heiner. I've helped and coached thousands of people, and I want you to do it as well. So reach out to me on Instagram. But I get people when I post, hey, how simple it is. It's not easy. It's just simple. When I post how simple it is to buy your first property and get in the steps, I get people say, all the time, the first comments or 10 comments are people saying, oh, I don't have money. Like, how do you get past the money issue? And completely get it. I'm not knocking them because I was in that same boat. All investors, we're in that same boat as well. But there are so many hurdles that you can jump over. They're just hurdles. They're potential roadblocks. But if you know how to jump over those, if you know your options that are out there, you can jump over those hurdles. So what I love to do with all my students is I love to give them all the options out there. Now, when I talked about just a second ago, the key to getting financing, it's not one key, like one type. No, the key is creative financing where you have so many options. Now, think of it this way. Think of it as you have, let's say you're a contractor, and you have a tool belt with a bunch of tools in there, a hammer, let's say a screwdriver, a measuring tape, a chalk line, a pencil, all that sort of stuff. And let's say you have all these different types of tools in your tool belt. Well, not every single tool is going to fit every single problem or situation. So you're going to hammer nails, so you need a hammer. You're not going to use a tape measure to hammer nails, or you're not going to try to use a, let's say, a pencil in order to draw a straight line. That's going to be a crazy line. You want a chalk box. That's going to be up. Anyways, I'm getting too in the way. I did contractor work when I was in high school working for my dad. But anyways, so you have all these different types of tools in your tool belt that whatever job comes up that needs a specific tool, you grab out the right tool. Same thing with you thinking, I don't have enough money. Dustin, I don't have enough money to invest in real estate. Well, honestly, I know of at least 16, maybe 17 ways to get financing to invest in real estate. And this episode today, I'm going to unlock so many of them that hopefully your mind gets blown that whatever comes your way, whatever deal comes your way, whatever you're looking to buy, trust me, there is a way around it. You just figure out what tool, and when I give you all these different 14, different 15, 16, however many different ways that I'm going to give you on this episode, just think of it as another tool that you're going to pull out of your toolbox or tool bags and use that to buy the property. Give you a quick example is a DSCR loan, a debt service coverage ratio loan, is one of the best loans out there. It's a commercial loan with a conventional loan terms. And you basically buy with a business loan, buy a property with a business loan, and it's not dependent on your credit. It's not dependent on your credit to help you to pay for it. Like if you go and get a residential loan, remember, this is just one of 14, 15 different ways that I'm going to give you in just a second, or as I'm going through this episode. So when you get a residential loan, which is one of the 14 ways, yeah, for sure, you have to prove to the bank that your income from your job will pay for that loan. Like if you get a house to live in, a primary residence, you have to go through all that underwriting process is what it's called, where they verify that you have the income to be able to pay the mortgage. Well, a DSCR loan, a debt service coverage ratio loan, I say it really fast, DSCR loan, it basically doesn't, or not basic, it just doesn't look at your income. It doesn't look at your income, see if you will pay back this loan. It looks at your business, the property that you're buying. Is that going to pay back the loan and make you money? Is it a good investment? These loans, I wish they were around back in 2006 when I first started investing. There was no such thing as this. Now you have this loan that 80% of the value of the home you can borrow and it's not hitting your credit. It doesn't affect your credit. It, like, you know, your personal credit, if you go buy another house or get a credit card, you know, they look at your personal credit. It's not even on your personal credit. So this is one huge, amazing option. And I'm going to get into so many more options. And on top of all these ways that I'm going to get to in just a second, all these funding options, there are so many great companies that I've worked with. In fact, there are lots of terrible companies that I've worked with that I do not tell my students about. I don't even put them on their radar. What I do is I tell them, hey, this is a great company. You absolutely should. I work with them. This is where I get my money. Now, if something changes, I'll tell them, hey, I'm not using them anymore because of X, Y, and Z. There was a problem here or there. So that's what I love to do, is I love to give you all the options. Basically, you know, I'm an investor. I invest in real estate, and here I am just giving you my, like, what I am doing in my investing. Same thing when it comes to my conference that I put on, the Income Building Live Conference. It's March 19th through the 21st in Nashville. Hanging out with me in Nashville, this is my personal invitation to you. I want to hang out with you for 3 days and give you as much education, encouragement, and networking and experts all around you so that you can successfully invest in real estate. Go to incomebuildinglive.com. The link will be in the description. If you use a promo code Dustin, I'll give you 10% off of your pass. You need to be here. Like, trust me, 2017 is when I first started going to conferences. I started going to conferences for my investing business, for my online business, and that has skyrocketed. All, like, look at, oh, you, I don't really tell you exactly everything that I have, like, business-wise and businesses-wise, because I'm just here to focus on you. But I'm just going to say, because I've gone to conferences, because I've gotten around people who are doing bigger and better things than I have ever done, it helps me to learn, number one. Number two, to reach for, but number three, to realize that that's actually a thing that's possible for me to do. I never thought I would be buying 1,000 units, apartment units. I never thought I would, but here I am now, 1,000 plus units in my portfolio because I've gone to conferences. So you need to come hang out with me, grab me on the hallway, say, hey, Dustin, I don't know anybody. I was like, shoot, you know me. Let's go meet people. I want you to be at Income Building Live here in Nashville. It's going to be amazing. March 19th through the 21st. Get your tickets, incomebuildinglive.com. And use a promo code Dustin, and I'll know you come from my podcast. This is the only place I share it, and reach out to me on Instagram. But there are so many amazing ways. Like, if you think money is your problem to investing in real estate, get that out of your head, because this episode, on top of the DSCR that I just gave you just now, I'm going to give you so many more that it's going to blow your mind, and then you're going to realize, oh my goodness, money's not the problem. Money is not my obstacle. Dustin's already blown that out of the water. And I want to pause for a quick second and share that, honestly, I really want you to invest in real estate. Now, my new goal is to help 1 million people invest in real estate. So two things I would ask from you. Number one, if you get anything out of this episode, please share it with somebody else. Just say, hey, you know, check out Dustin at Master Passive Income. He really wants to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. That's number one. Number two, I want to get you to invest in real estate. Get my real estate investing course absolutely for free. Text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L, to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll literally give you my course, show you how to find an area of the country to invest, how to build the business first. You know, I always talk about that. And how to find the right properties, how to make sure you're getting experts to do the work for you, and scale the business to where you're making $250 or more in passive income. Scale it up to quit your job. I'll literally get to you, or go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course. Obviously, it'll be in the description, but I really, really want you to invest in real estate, because the more that actual, normal, everyday people own real estate that are good landlords, the better everybody's life gets. Now, I do buy and hold, where I have rental properties, but you can use this for flipping, for wholesaling. You could do everything in real estate with these 12 ways to fund your rental properties. I've used just about every single one of these ways, and I want to show you how to do that. The biggest and best one that I've known by far, and everybody's going to be like, oh yeah, no brainer, it's all cash. I love buying properties with all cash, and the reason why, and there are many different reasons why. Number one, I can buy it faster. I can close faster. I don't have to worry about a bank. Number two, I get a better deal because sellers are realizing, hey, this guy has cash. Let me go ahead and sell it to him. And number three, I don't have to worry about finding financing. It's all cash. But here's the great thing. You don't have to have your own personal cash. You can use other people's cash to buy properties and be able to utilize all this together and invest in real estate. So that's the first one, is all cash. Now, it's going to take a little bit of time. You're going to save up your own cash, but you could also get other people and have other people's cash ready to go when you find that great deal. Now, the next great one that everybody knows about is a conventional loan. Now, normally when somebody buys a piece of real estate, what they do is they get a mortgage broker and they get a realtor, and then they put them together and they buy a property. Like if you're going to buy a house for yourself, that's what you do. You get a mortgage broker and a realtor and you put them together and you buy a property. Well, conventional loans are absolutely fantastic. The reason why they're fantastic is they're fixed. The rate is fixed. The how much you're getting, you're paying out of your pocket is fixed. And me as a buy and hold investor, I need to make sure my expenses are flat. Basically, they're not going to keep growing over time. And so if I get a mortgage, a 30-year mortgage that I'm paying like $800 a month on the mortgage and all the expenses included total up to like maybe like $1,100. But if I could rent it for $1,400, that's $300 in passive income. And so a conventional loan is terrific because you know exactly what your expenses are going to be every single month for 30 years. And a great thing about conventional loans with rental properties, your tenants are going to be paying off that mortgage. It's fantastic. Now, conventional loans are great. So utilizing cash, utilizing conventional loans, those are just two. There's a bunch more. One type of financing that I absolutely adore, like I love this type of financing, is delayed financing. Now, delayed financing, basically, you need a little bit of money up front to buy the house, to purchase a house up front. And then once you buy the house, you fix it up, you rehab it, you get it worth more, so you make the value of it go up higher. And then the delayed financing is when the bank, after you fix it up, they go in and get an appraisal and the after repair value. So once it's already repaired, they give you the loan on that higher amount. So you can even pull out your money and then some. Let's say you increase the value by rehabbing it or fixing it up by $50,000. You can effectively pull out cash after that property because you're getting it on the higher value. It doesn't matter how much you owe on it, you're getting out that higher value. So delayed financing in a quick way, and I have a whole nother video, all these ways to do financing and funding your rental properties, check the description below. I have so many videos on how to do each one. This is a good overview so you can see which route you can go. Now, delayed financing is a great way to get all of your rehab costs, everything already in there, and then do a cash out. Delayed financing is fantastic. So check below in the description to get that video talking specifically about delayed financing. Now, I'm going to also give you a really advanced strategy. Now, this is an advanced strategy that I would not necessarily recommend this to everybody, but it's a fantastic strategy that I've used many times and my students have as well. I've used credit cards. No joke. Literally credit cards. I have a credit card somewhere around here. There you go. I have my credit card right here. This is my credit card. I have my credit cards. I've literally used my credit cards to buy properties. And that really what it comes down to is I had a cash advance. Basically, they wanted me to start a whole brand new credit card. And I get a cash advance for like $15,000. And the interest rate is like 0.01%. Or it's like so low. It's almost zero for the life of the balance of that loan. I said, you know what? Credit card? Yes, that's a cheap mortgage. I'm definitely gonna do that. So I pulled out $14,000 or $15,000, bought two different properties with those. That payment that I had to pay for that credit card, that loan, was paid for by the tenants. I made sure that was a cost accounted for when I bought these rental properties. And with those properties, I made $250 or more with paying the credit card, with paying the mortgages and paying the expenses. I made $250 or more from each one of those properties. So that's $500 a month in passive income with all the expenses paid for and the credit card paid for. Now, I did pay off that credit card because over the time, it was like a 5-year loan that over the time of paying off the minimum, it eventually paid itself off and I had the property and I still, you know, didn't have the loan anymore. So credit cards are an advanced strategy. So be careful when you're using that, but that's a great way to get funding. And if you're getting started investing as a beginner, the absolute best way to get funding is an FHA loan, a Federal Housing Administration loan. That is absolutely the best way to get started. And the reason why a Federal Housing Administration loan is if you're going to live in the house yourself for just a year, you only have to put down 3.5%. Imagine 3.5% out of your pocket as opposed to 20%. A normal conventional loan is 10, 15, or 20% down payment that you have to put down on a property. So if you're buying a $100,000 house, you're going to have to put down $20,000 to buy a $100,000 house. With an FHA loan, it's $3,500. So 3.5% of the purchase price is how much you're going to have to pay. So it's going to be so much dramatically less. Now, one caveat, like I said, is you have to live in the property for 1 year. Now, what's great is if you house hacked, and I have a whole other video on house hacking, check that one in the description below. If you house hacked, you can buy a duplex, live in the duplex, put 3.5% down, have somebody else rent out the second portion, the other part of the duplex. They're paying the mortgage, you're living rent free. Now, here's a big pro tip for you. You can utilize this FHA loan over and over and over again. What you do is with that first house, that's an FHA loan, hopefully it's a duplex, you refinance. Get it out of that FHA loan, get it into a conventional loan. Now you have the ability to have another FHA loan ready to go. So you go and buy another property with that FHA loan. You live in this first one for a year, refinance it, move out after the year, because that's the criteria. And then you buy another house, another duplex, a triplex or a fourplex. 5 units above is a whole nother, you know, that's commercial loans. We're not going to go there. But if you did this, you can use FHA loan again and buy another property with an FHA loan. You can do this over and over and over again. FHA loans are fantastic, especially if you're getting started with very, very low money. This is the best way to go. Now, I'm going to give you another advanced strategy, an advanced strategy that I'm going to give you a pro tip on how to get in and get out as fast as possible. But it's hard money. Hard money is a great way to get financing. Now, what's great is usually I used to think, it'd be like, you know, you go to the local mobster and a guy named Jimmy the Wolf will lend you some money. And if you don't pay him back, he'll cap you in the kneecaps. Well, that's not how hard money actually is. That's what I originally thought. I know it's what a lot of people think. But what hard money actually is, it's a company. It's basically a company that is going to lend their money like a bank, but they charge you more fees. They want to get their money in and out as fast as possible. So the trick is to get your money out of the hard money loan as fast as possible. Let's say you use a hard money loan to buy a property. You use that hard money loan. They want their money back as fast as possible, 6 months to a year, maybe 2 years at very max. They charge you high fees and high points, but that's a way to get into the property with no money down. But here's the pro tip I want to give you. You want to make sure that you have a way to get out of that hard money loan with a conventional loan. So before you even try to get that hard money loan, you go to banks and mortgage companies, mortgage brokers, and you say, I'm using a hard money loan. This is a big pro tip, so write this down. I'm using a hard money loan. I'm gonna buy the property, and then I want to refinance out of that hard money as like within a month or 2 months. I need to get out of that. You get that all locked in. You get all dialed in. You get the pre-approval letter. You get all that stuff ready so that when you get the hard money loan, that utilizes you to get the property. And then you refinance because now you own it. You own that property. You can refinance, pull it out. So hard money loans are fantastic. Now, it is an advanced strategy. All my students, I show them how to do that as well. So if you're interested in coaching, go to masterpassiveincome.com. The link will be in the description as well. But hard money loans are fantastic ways to get real estate. Now, here is another great, some people wouldn't even think about this, but let's say you needed cash to buy something. Well, you either work a job or you do something else to get creative and find money. And I interviewed a great couple. They go to swap meets or they find things that people want to throw away. They fix it up and they sell it on eBay and Craigslist. So anyways, the next way, you basically find ways to make more money. Now, let me give you an example. So this couple that I interviewed on the Master Passive Income podcast, I interviewed them. And the reason why is because they found a chair. An old chair, you know, they just maybe wiped it down. They found it on the side of the road, picked it up, took it home, wiped it down, cleaned it up, maybe, you know, wiped off all the, you know, food smudges and stuff like that. Then they sold it. I think they made like a couple hundred dollars on that chair. That's $200 right then and there. But then they kept flipping that over and over and over again. And now they have $100,000 in inventory and they're currently selling that off to have that money to buy an investment property. So they're going to have over $100,000 in cash because they took a chair and flipped that over and over again. It's called a flea market flipper is who they are. So check in the description for below, but that's a great way to make money. But you could also drive for Uber. You can do Uber Eats. You can start whatever, you know, cut people's lawns. Finding more ways to make more money, to save, to buy that property is another great thing that you must do in your business. Now, of these 12 ways to get financing, I'm going to jump into the eighth way. The eighth way is to get private money loans. Private money loans are basically like friends and families or, you know, businesses that you may be frequent and you know the owner and they may have a little bit of money. You say, hey, I'm an investor. I invest in real estate. I flip properties or I buy and hold properties. Would you like to loan me money? Would you like to be a part of you don't just say, you know, can you give me money? You say, I have an opportunity for you. Would you like to be a part of this opportunity? I would love to give you a great return on the money. So instead of putting your money in a savings account where you're getting like 0.01%, which is pennies, I can actually get you 6% return on your money, or 8%, whatever you want to give. But you borrow money from friends, family members, acquaintances, business owners. You borrow money for them. You give them a promissory note. It's, you know, a contract written out and terms and everything. And you utilize their money. I have so many students utilizing friends and family members and businesses and utilizing their money to buy the property. It's great. So private money is not to be overlooked. And the best way to get private money is literally to tell everybody you know that you are now an investor. Say, hey, my name's Dustin Heiner. I invest in real estate rental properties, like, or I invest in fix and flip properties. I invest in real estate. You're going to get a lot of people like, oh, really? You know, how do you do it? Okay. Well, then you say, then that transitions, you tell them what you do, transitions into, this is how I do it. And you know what? I might have an opportunity. If I ever have an opportunity, would you want to take part of it? A great way to get funding for your real estate investing. Now, the term portfolio loan, which is the ninth in all of the list of 12 different things, ways to get financing. Portfolio loan is something that people, it's kind of like almost elusive. People like, well, what is a portfolio loan and where do I get them? All it basically boils down to is a normal loan, a conventional loan. You have a big bank, they lend the money, and then they sell that to like Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, or sell that to the government, basically, and they are the ones that actually finance the property. Now, what happens is a portfolio is not like that. Instead of selling off, the bank would actually hold it as their portfolio. It's their money that they're lending out, and it's their it's in their portfolio of things that they lend to. Very, very simple way to explain it is it's a bank lending their own money. Now, to get a portfolio loan, it is super easy. It's people think, oh, it's hard. How do you find them? You literally just call a bank after bank. Hey, do you do portfolio loans? Hey, do you do portfolio? It's literally as easy as it is. And what's going to happen is you're going to get whoever the mortgage person is say, well, what do you really need? Maybe I can help you out. Maybe you need a signature loan. This is a pro tip that I'm going to give you that is not in this list. There's actually, I guess this would be number 13, but a signature loan along with the portfolio loan, which is, you know, they're loaning on the property. If you just do a signature loan, which I've literally done, I go into a bank and say my signature, basically use my social security card, my social security number, and it's a credit on me. You're not lending against the property. You're getting I am guaranteeing it as myself. So it's called a signature loan. So I guess that would be another one. Is a signature loan is fantastic for you because you basically go in the bank, say, I guarantee it, and then they will give you that money, whatever you qualify for and whatever they're willing to give you. Utilizing portfolio loans and signature loans are great ways to use. And I would personally suggest go to regional banks or local banks or credit unions. Go to them first before you go to like the Bank of the West or Bank of America, Wells Fargo, big companies. You don't want to go there, in my opinion. Try to find the little companies. They're the ones that love giving out these little micro or small type loans. Now, I'm going to have to say this is by far my favorite. I almost save the best to last, but my favorite way of getting financing is seller financing or owner financing. I absolutely love that. And I do have an entire video showing you how to find seller financing, how to utilize it. Check in the description for that video. But seller financing or owner financing is phenomenal. Basically, somebody owns a property. You find that seller, they want to sell. You say, hey, instead of me just giving you cash up front or getting a loan, how about you become the bank? You know, banks make money by getting interest. How about I pay you that interest? So instead of paying $100,000 to you right now for that house, over time, it'll be $180,000 or $200,000 if you carry that note. So with seller financing, you get the property. You don't have to go through the appraisal. You don't have to go through your background check. You don't have to do all that sort of, you know, like credit check and everything. You don't have to do that unless the seller really wants you to do that. But they can take back the property anytime if you stop making those payments, not just for anything. If you stop making those payments, which is great because then you can refinance and pull that cash out, pay off the seller and own that property outright. Seller financing is amazing, or owner financing is absolutely amazing. You must do seller financing. And the next great way to get financing for your rental properties, for your real estate investing, is with home equity. If you already own a home, if you have your own personal residence, and I've literally done this dozens of times, I've done this over and over again. I have equity in my properties. I cash out. I literally get a cash out refinance a property. I have, let's say, $100,000 in equity. I pull out that money and then buy more real estate with that equity. It's great because the equity is inside your house. Your house has that equity, and the banks realize, hey, that house is worth more. Let's go ahead and lend more on that. Now, what's great, and here's a pro tip, whatever price that you're going to be getting for the loan, You want to make sure that increase in the amount of payment for that loan is going to be covered by the properties that you're going to buy. Now, we're not going to just cash out and go buy a Lamborghini or a Ferrari or buy a new car because that's just going to be wasting that money. We're going to take that money out. We're going to buy a rental property that makes us $250 or more every single month in passive income. And when we do that, we're going to also be covering the increase in our mortgage in whatever residence we have. And I've literally done this, and I'm going to give you even an extra one. The one just came to my mind right now is getting a bundle loan. A bundled loan is a fantastic way. Also, think of a portfolio loan where the bank is actually lending their own money. A bundled loan is where the bank is bundling many properties together. I've done this where I've bundled like four or five properties all together, got one loan, got appraisal for each property, but I got one loan, got one payment, got one everything, and I can even sell each one of those out individually and pay it off. And I got a bundled loan. It's a commercial bundle loan. I get a decent interest rate that's pretty good, not like as good as a conventional loan, but a bundle loan is another fantastic way. So what do you need to do to find a bundle loan is call up any bank and say, can I talk to your commercial lending department or whoever does the commercial lending? If they do commercial lending, more than likely they're going to do bundled loans. I've used other banks, many other banks, but you can absolutely find them. You just got to do your homework, start calling people. But a bundled loan is a fantastic way to actually get many, many things, like utilizing your home equity to actually use that to buy more properties. And partnership loans is another great way to get financing for a real estate investment. Partnership loans where you're utilizing other people's money, you're also giving them a little bit of equity. Don't give them a lot, like don't give them half because it's still a loan. You're still paying them back. But what you want to do is partner with somebody, have them bring the money. You give them a little bit of equity. You also give them that loan. They also make money. They also get part of the equity. It gives them more reasons why to invest with you. So that is all the now 14 different ways. It was 12. Now it's 14 different ways to get funding. And that is it for today. Go ahead and get my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777. R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777. You can also join my Real Estate Wealth Builders group coaching. Get all my courses. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next show. See ya.